as we try to figure out, we seek to understand once more, right? Why people need to annoy the rest of us with their car that's just rigged up to be loud as hell.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the last guy called and said he thought he got gas mileage out of it. I'm not sure on that. That just doesn't sound right.
Don't you think if it made more gas mileage, better gas mileage, they would have come out with something better so it wouldn't be so loud?
Yeah, or they'd rig up everyone's car that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since they're so be green.
Yeah, global warming.
Well, what we need to do is install these things on every car that is as loud as can be, annoying as hell, so that whenever anyone's driving by, and then, you know what, maybe that would be good, because then we wouldn't have to gooseneck every time one of these guys comes flying down the street. Right? Huh? Look at me, people are looking at me while I'm driving really loud and annoyingly.
So, yeah, I know I sound like I'm biased and annoyed by this deal, but I still want to stay open-minded about it and see if there is a reasonable explanation for why you need to rig up your car that way. Go ahead.
Performance exhaust started out on race motors because it allows the engine to run cooler, forces the air out faster, less back pressure on the motor. And then everybody else decided they wanted to go fast too. So they put it on their cars, and it sounds like a bunch of pissed off bumblebees. And for the little cars that drive around with that on, there's no purpose of it.
So no gas mileage benefit like that last guy was saying.
You're not going to get half a gallon extra.
Well, plus, you look at these cars, the ones that are all rigged up and everything, and it looks like gas mileage is the last thing they're concerned with, you know?
Yeah, because the more performance parts you put on, the less mileage you're going to get out of a gallon.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
That's just how it works.
You don't see any Priuses driving around with a with a souped-up exhaust, that's for sure.
Story.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Yep.
See you. Stooks in the morning, why do you think people have to have that loud-ass car?
Because they like it. It has nothing to do with masculinity. I'm a female, and I have loud music in my car. And if it's annoying to you, then that means you're just too old.
I'm too old?
Yeah. Well, if it bothers you, if you think it's too loud, then that means you're too old.
Well, music's one thing, but, like, is your exhaust rigged up, too?
No, not yet.
Not yet. You're going to go
yet.
For that. What's the
yes.
point of that? What's that going to do for you?
For horsepower, for...
What do you need horsepower for? Are you racing?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet. I'd like to.
Well, you have fun driving into a tree.
Okay.
See ya. Hey there, what do you think?
Yeah, my husband has a muscle car, and some of them are just naturally loud and exhaust, and it does give the car more power.
Yeah, but the particular cars I'm talking about, I have seen, and there are these little, you can tell it's
the little whining exhaust type
yes.
things. Yeah. Now, I don't know about that. That is annoying. But,
yeah.
Like, you know, for my husband, his car, I mean, it sounds good, you know, loud. It sounds good. That's the way it's supposed to be. So.
Well, yeah, I understand that. I mean, obviously, there are cars that are old school muscle cars, like you say. I mean, that's
right.
That's one thing, but, like, taking your little piece of crap mobile to, you know, to get it rigged up with exhaust, you know. It's
like me taking my Escort.
Yeah, exactly. And you've
Sounds
seen
like
cars like
to,
that.
Yeah. They need to spend more money fixing their car than they're putting it in their exhaust.
Yeah, or
yeah,
on their teeth
I know
or
what
something.
You mean.
Yeah.
But if you got a muscle car, I say it's okay.
Well, thanks.
All right, bye.